Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. And we're talking a number of, you know, stories that we got. It seems like a Friday news dump.
Jesse. Very much so. And if you want to chime in, join the conversation, give us a call, 844-96-72789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
It is the party line. You can give us a call, join this great show, and share your two cents on whether or not you think it's a good idea, whether you're surprised, what your thoughts are on Senator Ron Johnson. Sounds like he's running for re-election. We got some
There's
Republican...
There's not one surprised listener out there. Come on.
I don't... Some people might be surprised. I don't know, Jesse. If you are surprised by the fact that Senator Ron Johnson sounds like he's going to be announcing his re-election campaign early next week. Molly Back over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is now reporting that as well. Saw that in one of the middle of the last breaks. But it seems like there could be some surprise because there... He's been on the fence. He's been dragging out this decision. He let everybody know he was going to make it on his own time. He was in no rush. You got Senator, Rick Scott down in Florida. He's in charge of the Republican Senate campaign, really election committee or whatever. And he's like, come on, like, I want everybody to make some decisions. We got to start fundraising around
chop,
this.
Chop,
we need, yeah. And he's kind of like, everybody that's announcing, you better announce. And so I am a little... there is part of me that's surprised. I thought he was going to walk away.
I think the other caller we just had nailed it right on the head, and that is he is the Trump candidate. There's no more discussion.
Yeah, Tom,
that's it.
Tom from McFarland did share an excellent point on that regard. But is that necessarily the best way to win re-election?
That's why it's great.
Right, Trump lost the House. Trump lost the Senate. Just over, a year and 2 days ago, we had the Georgia runoff elections, and it... He was essentially telling Republican voters in Georgia not to vote, and therefore both Purdue and Loeffler lost those ones. So I don't know if necessarily Trump coming to Wisconsin in 2022 campaigning for Johnson helps his case anymore either.
I'd like it all come out and not vote at all for anybody, but it's got to be Ron Johnson that you don't vote
for. It's a hoax. I won, but Ron Johnson said I won, but also don't vote because elections are bad, but go vote for Ron Johnson. It's very incoherent, but maybe that is a winning streak. I don't know. I don't know. I'm very interested to find out. I think it's going to be an interesting 2022. And got somebody else who maybe got some thoughts on this. Wisco Paul, how you doing today, Wisco? What are your thoughts on Senator Johnson sounding like he's going to be announcing his reelection campaign early next week?
First of all, happy Friday to you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I think he has a chance to win because the GOP is entrenched. It doesn't seem to matter what he says, they're going to vote Republican. But I think the two best candidates are either Sarah Golwilski or Alex Lazary. And I think one of them, too, is going to get the nomination, and it'll be interesting which one. And I think both of them, too, can beat Ron. But there could be a dark horse there. But right now, I would say I'm in the Sarah camp because I like the idea of running a woman against him. So that's my two cents today, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Appreciate those 2 cents, Wisco. And yeah, I mean, there's absolutely a chance for him to win re-election. Wisconsin is a toss-up state. It's a 50-50 election. This, regardless of who is running, whether it's Ron Johnson or Godlewski or Barnes or Lazary or, say, a different Republican had to step up instead of Johnson, it's a coin toss state. There are very few elections. The only one that comes to mind in the last 5 or 6 years that was a runaway election, Senator Tammy Baldwin's reelection in 2018. Every other statewide race in Wisconsin comes down to a coin flip. It's 50-50. And maybe there's some updates here on who is going to actually certify these elections in the state of Wisconsin coming up in future years.
Every time I volunteered on a campaign, which is almost all of them except for like... the cycle right after my child was born. This goes into the script every year when you're reaching out to voters that are on the fence about voting. You know, you use data, you find your people, you turn them out. But when you're trying to like talk to the folks who are inconsistent voters, every year, right in the script, you just take the difference of the vote tally last go-around, and you divide that by the number of polling places, and that's a very compelling argument, because it's usually like, hey, did you know the last time that Russ Feingold won, it was by two votes per polling place across the state? I mean, granted, they're not spread out evenly like that, right. But that is the numbers. Like, that is the math, and that's
how close
things are.
There's also a lot of polling places across the state of Wisconsin.
Well, for now there is.
Yeah, for now, yes.
But that's true, though. I mean, when it comes down to one or two votes per polling place, that's a compelling reason, and that makes people feel more empowered that, hey, maybe spending the time to just drive down to the library, wherever it is worth my time. Yeah. My voice does matter.
And as goes Wisconsin, so goes the nation in
correct.
A lot of instances.
And we're the fulcrum.
The entire makeup of the U.S. Senate next year could come down to who is the majority leader or who is not, could come down to how Wisconsin voters decide to vote, whether they're going to send Ron Johnson back to the Senate or send somebody else.
My heart is still broken that Elizabeth Warren ended her campaign before Wisconsin got to cast ballots, because I was really interested to see how her message, I really think it would have resonated.
Oh, fun fact, I still voted for her in that.
I still did.
Yeah, I still voted for Elizabeth Warren in that, because that was my candidate. And I was like, I looked at myself and I said, you know, there's probably only one opportunity that as a Wisconsinite, do I get to cast a vote for
Full disclosure, I was on the volunteer end, heavily involved, and was like state volunteer lead, and got to meet so many activists across the state, and people, a lot of them that had, you know, there's something spicy about a campaign when a lot of the people coming into it tell you, I've never done anything like this before, mm-hmm. but this resonated with me, and that had that feeling. Which was great. I feel like we built a Falcon, SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, and then America said,
and then the pandemic happened.
We got our own spaceship here. We're going. What is this called? We got the model for it right here. It's called the Challenger. Well, it ended up flying.
Hey, it worked.
It worked.
It wasn't
the Challenger.
It got
off the ground.
Stop
it wasn't.
It.
But that's how it felt at the time.
Yeah. But one more Friday news dump story for our listeners out there in listening to Devil Radio 92.7 and the Shaw 101 FM. Wisconsin GOP leader, zero chance of taking over elections. So Voss sat down for a interview one-on-one with the AP and said pretty much entirely that there's no chance in him and the body that he leads, the Wisconsin State Assembly, trying to take over these elections before 2024.
No chance before the elections.
Yeah,
who
before
knows
2024.
The day
so
after.
Who knows what happens after? Maybe we'll dive into that a little bit more, but I feel like that's a pretty big Friday news dump as well. So I wanted to share that with the listening audience. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Jesse filling in for Brian. Really appreciate you helping out so much.
Thanks for
this
having
week,
me back.
Jesse.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you. And if you want to check out any portion of this podcast, or excuse me, this show, or any of the previous shows this week, you can go check out the podcast at Devil Radio 92.7.com. Check out the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. Stay tuned. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next, and then to follow them is the Earl Ingram Show and Native Roots Radio. So stay tuned right here. Devil Radio 92.7 FM, the Shaw 101 FM. We'll be right back.